This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Oh yes, we are totally here and totally prepared for the show.
We're going straight in because that's how we do it on FUBAR Radio. We go in head first and balls deep for all you mother lovers out there. That's right, ladies too can go balls deep. Speaking of bowels deep, shout out to Mr. Bowlesworthy.
Yes.
Yeah, you like that one?
His MC names are MC extending Bowlesworthy. Even further. MC Bowlesworthy. He's been taking care of you for the... Ian Bowlesworth has been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. You know all of the FUBAR shows are up on the website, and the website's all brand new and sparkly and really impressive and stuff. Like magpies all like it and things, so you should definitely check it out. Last week on this show, we had two titans, a veteran in the studio. Funky DL was chatting to me and Mice.
Woo,
that was very cool.
Interview with my man Funky DL, boy. That was like... insightful. There was so much more I wanted to ask him, but we didn't have time because we had so many guests. Obviously, if you want to listen back to that, go to FUBARradio.com/hip-hop, mm-hmm. where you can get exactly what you need. For all you people out there that believe what you hear on the radio is all hip-hop is about, please do not believe that. Please listen back to some of the shows and understand that we have real MCs, real DJs, what else? Graphers. People that really do it, that do it for nothing. People that actually, you know what I mean?
For the love.
Yeah, they do it for the love of it. So
it's so cheesy talking about people doing things for the love, isn't it? But it's so underrated.
Yeah, it is. Especially when they ask you to do it for the love. Because there's only a certain amount of time you can keep doing it for the love. There comes a time when
the
love don't pay the bills. Yeah, there's a threshold.
Love don't live here.
And the thing is, once somebody has, I feel like once you've paid your dues, once you've, you know, you built up enough love.
In the bank, love credits.
Love credits in the bank. Man, it's time to get paid for this now because, you know, you've laid the foundation there. Yeah. So let's just get that right. All of you out there that, you know what I mean, get this whole thing twisted with the. Whoever you should pay. Anyway, that's out there.
That's the first nugget of hip hop knowledge that you're getting in today's
science.
Show.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole lot of science today. You are in tune to the hip hop show right here with DJ Sarah Love, myself, Mice Diggy.
Mm.
4 till 6, we are giving you exactly what you need, mother lovers. Hit us up at FUBAR Radio. hiphop@fubarradio.com is the email. And, you know, just let us know you're locked in, man. If you want to shout out, if somebody's birthday, somebody just found out they didn't get gonorrhea or whatever, let us know. We can give them a shout out for that because, yeah.
That's what always cracks me up with that program, Embarrassing Bodies. It's like, yeah, I've got this really embarrassing problem. Yeah. I haven't been able to speak to anyone about it, so I thought I'd come on Nationwide
TV and show the whole world
and document this, which can never be deleted off online. Man. Yeah, so
they
if
must
anyone,
get paid
you know,
for that shit, though, innit?
The patients.
Yeah, they can't be showing all their bits and bobs on TV. All kind
but
of like.
But then that could get out of control because then people would be like just catching things so they could get on TV, innit? Well,
yeah,
why other things have happened?
Look, I've got a nut on my chest.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's grown. I believe it's a testicle, but I'm not sure. Like, dudes are all cutting off their testicles, sewing it to their chest just to get on TV. Try to get that Jeremy Kyle money.
It sounds like an episode of South Park in the making. But coming up today on the show, me and Mice are looking after you until 6.
Yep.
And we are going to be chatting to the one and only Torre straight out of New York.
Ooh, you love it. If you've been listening to the show the past few weeks, you've definitely heard the tune. Banger. Produced by Pete Rock.
One of my favourite tunes of the last 12 months, and that's saying something.
And the remix as well.
Remix! And so we're going to be chatting to Torre, so keep it locked to the show to hear more from him about everything he's been up to and this ill tune that me and Mice are just addicted to get down. Plus, Mice, of course, is investigating.
Yep. I've got a serious investigation this week.
This is kind of, I'm a bit worried. This might bring out the ultra real side of Sarah investigation.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. I saw some weird ass shit this weekend. I was like, what the hell's going on here?
Wow.
Man? Yeah.
I saw some.
I had
cool
to take the law into my own hands.
Wow.
It was like that.
So hold tight because I want to hear this story too. And of course, every week we bring you the open mic, which I love to hear all the talent that is in the world representing with hip hop close to their hearts.
That's what I'm trying to tell people, man. If you there are people that feel like hip hop is only the, you know what you get on that, you know, sprinkled angel dust level all that stuff, that's one side of hip hop. I'm not going to say that shit isn't hip hop because obviously they've been influenced somehow, some way. All this mumble rap everyone's talking about, blah, blah, blah. But if you want to hear proper MCs, then yeah, just stay tuned, mother lovers.
Yes.
It's always here. It's always here, right here on FUBAR Radio, the hip hop show, 4 to 6 on Mondays.
And every week we bring you the best new music as well. So we got some brand new Rex for you straight out of Boston.
Mm-mm.
Capo, straight out of Nottingham.
Yeah.
Love that dude. Isata Sheriff, who was on the show a couple weeks ago as well, got some music from her. So get in touch with us, hiphop@fubarradio.com. Or hit us on Twitter. What factor winter guilt are we today, Mice? Did you see it on the weather forecast?
Yeah, I think it's factor 8 out here.
It's
look,
factor 8.
The dude walking out there with a trench coat on, fur puffer jacket.
Factor 8.
Some wellies. Yeah.
Or
but
black.
He's got flip flops in his hand.
Yeah.
Just in case. That's that winter guilt, boy. He's like, you know what? Let me just wear the wellies.
Yeah.
And just in case it is sunny.
It's lighter to carry the flip flops.
Jesus.
Yeah. So let us know how you're dealing with the winter guilt out there, people. But first, let's pay you something fresh from Alchemist. Brand new Alchemist.
That's that fire.
Featuring Rock Marciano.
Fire.
Of the UN.
Woo, that had some, that was like, it gave me, what was that feeling? Yeah.
Yeah.
The pianos and all that. It gave me that like old CNN-y sort of.
Oh, I thought you meant like old, like Mozart-y.
Well, yeah, it's classic.
It's like, classic. You know,
yeah. You're trying to throw that out there. It's definitely classic sounding. It's just, yeah, it's got a nice feel to it, man. Like,
that's interesting. CNN, that's cool. I hadn't thought about it like that. It definitely has that feel. But yeah, that's the latest released from Alchemist Project Craft Singles, and it's like a vinyl series. And that's featuring Rock Marcy on that one. You're tuning into FUBAR with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of chocolate velvet cake melting in your ear holes, mother love.
In this winter guilt factor 8 today.
Boy, it's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Was it raining? It was yesterday it was raining, right? Or the day before? And it's like,
I like the rain this time of year.
What?
It, like, you trick yourself into thinking you're in the Amazon or something.
when it's really muggy,
I love that.
Yeah, you feel like you're in another country. That's
I like
true.
That. And everyone's always complaining when it's muggy. I'm like, this is great.
I put it this way. I prefer rain than I do snow or cold. I prefer it. If it's raining, and like you're saying, if it's warm, you know, you dry off quickly. But when it's cold, you're fucked, man.
Cold and rain, yeah. That's brutal.
Not nice.
But I swear the trick is to be able to see all seasons and appreciate them for what they have to offer. Like, see the beauty in winter when it's like grey and it looks like a Lowry painting or something.
Yeah, but it's
like,
just when you ain't prepared for that shit. When you ain't the Long John.
Is that the summer guilt?
Yeah, that's when you.
That's summer guilt.
That's straight up summer guilt, boy.
You didn't dress like properly in the winter.
Yeah, you're still on a holiday.
We'll be discussing that next month.
Flip flops. You know, when you see.
Through till May.
People going to the laundrette with their flip flops on and shorts. You're like, yeah. And it's like ripping out there.
But that always cracks you up. There's always one point later in the year where it's officially autumn and there's someone who's still trying to keep that summer vibe alive.
There's
with
just goosebumps. Like, they're just covered in goosebumps looking like the thing.
It's like, no, summer's done now, mate. I know it's sunny today.
Yeah.
No, but it's actually warm today. And right now is the time of the show where we have to spread some love and remind the people of all the other wonderful things that are happening besides the weather, you know. And so this is the part of the show where we send out a
that's later on. We'll send that out later on because they're everywhere. We'll send that out again properly. This is what we really send out. It's time to know. Exactly.
We will be sending out that other message very soon too. But yes, this week's big up I'm sending out to De La Soul, Mice.
Ooh. On the release?
On the release, yeah. Because the official return with their latest album, and it's their first album in 11, 12 years. It's called The Anonymous Nobody.
Is it the first album in 12 years?
Yeah. How nuts is
that? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know, we're getting old, Mice. And not that there's anything wrong with getting old either, but we're becoming even more wise.
Yeah.
That's what I was meaning.
That's what I thought you were saying.
Yeah, I knew you would understand that tip. But yeah, no, De La, this album, is debuted at number one on the Billboard rap chart.
Oh, it's Billboard. It's number one now because I heard it was number five or something like that.
Number one.
Wow.
With 21,000 copies sold, and that was in the week ending the 1st of September. And it's also number two on the Billboard Independent Albums chart. So that's pretty massive, because that's also going side by side with all the rock dudes and everything. And it's number 12 on the Billboard Hot 200 chart.
Damn, man.
Killing it!
And that's proper indie. Like, they've done that themselves, right?
Yeah, because this is the Kickstarter thing. So the entire Kickstarter campaign, they got 11,000 backers and raised. So their target that they wanted was like $110,000. What they made on the Kickstarter was $601,000.
So does the Kickstarter have anything to do with their sales? I wonder, how does that work? Because, like, when you do a Kickstarter, so say they're doing it for the album, they're going to say, okay, if you pledge this much, you get a copy of the album. Does that copy class as a sale?
This is where the science continues on this Monday.
I'm telling you, boy. Took the law into my own hands. That's what I'm trying to find out. But regardless, to make that amount of money before you've even put the album out, it's fucking crazy,
when
man.
When you ain't even got a product. You know, that's how much people love you.
Wow.
Before you've even got a product, anything to show of
that's
anything.
Amazing.
People are going to give you $600,000. And it's the second most funded music campaign of all time.
Serious?
And that's after some chick called Amanda Palmer. I've never heard of her.
Oh, yeah.
No, but she raised, with 25,000 backers on her project, she raised 1,200,000. So 1.2 million.
She raised millions. And we don't even know who she is.
Yeah, but I think she's a bit kind of rock hardcore, so I'm
backing
that. We're not meant to know.
That's it, though, isn't it? There's some people who make that, you know, when people are like, fuck. You know, back to that whole thing of people sharing stuff they don't like. It's like they didn't make it for you. You don't like N-dubs. I don't think he made it for you, to be honest. And you're like in your mid-30s.
Why are you getting
about,
involved?
Yeah. If you're over 25, I don't think you should be even think N-dubs shouldn't even come out of your mouth. You shouldn't even fix your lips to say
it shouldn't even
N-dubs.
Come out
yeah.
If it does, that your friends need to check you.
Yeah, you got problems.
You need to be sat down and have a conversation.
Yeah, you should look in the mirror, and that's what you should be hating. You should hate that thing in the mirror. That's breathing out through
an
his mouth.
Speaking on them.
While he's eating. Fuck, you know. Oh, yeah, in the music. All right. Just don't share it with me then. No, I don't want to know about what you don't
Why
like.
Why are you
show
informing
you
me?
Like.
Yeah. Don't spread the hatred to me.
But anyway, so De La Soul,
but
half
yeah,
a million.
De La Soul, yeah, the second highest, most funded music campaign after Amanda Palmer. But this is also what's
That's
dope.
Crazy.
When you think about it, like, I know De La have had, like, mainstream success and everything, but... They're still a pretty relatively underground. I mean, they ain't One Direction. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, but I mean, but put it this way. In the,
Sorry.
You shouldn't even fix your lips to say it. Yeah. But put it this way. De La Soul, like you're saying, they haven't released an album for over a decade, but they've been touring constantly throughout that time.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a fan base.
They've had
base,
a presence.
Like, they have a presence. And they are still relevant to a lot of people, evidently. When it's like, okay, yo, we're about to do this new album. Who's going to help us do it? Me. Like,
that's wonderful.
That is
amazing. That's beautiful. But also what I mean is that the fact that I'm sure that people are going to be hitting us up on hiphop@foodbarradio.com telling us, what, you don't know about Amanda Palmer? But she's obviously not, you know, she's a pretty underground name too.
Yeah.
But it just gives me faith in humankind that there are lots of us people out there who want something outside of just the mainstream fodder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least these Kickstarter campaigns are kind of showing that. I mean, the De La album dropped on August 26th. It's been getting dope reviews. I haven't actually sat down and listened to the whole album beginning to end yet. But yeah, it's got like Jill Scott, Snoop, Pete Rock, UK's own Estelle, 2 Chainz, Little Dragon, and Usher.
Usher's on there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, because when you missed that week when we had Maceo of De La Soul on the show.
Yeah.
If you missed that, you need to go to foodbarradio.com/hiphop, where he was saying, you know, first of all of the features that we picked on the album, we're fans of all of those artists, and that's why we wanted to, like, include them, and that's also why it's such a broad spectrum of names, you know? And but De La, they deny that there'll ever be a De La biopic, because they claim there's not enough controversy, but... I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I mean, if the money's
that's
right.
That's going for the Maceo part 2 interview.
Yeah.
We might have
I mean,
to make
I know
that
Maceo
happen.
Would say something like that, but, you know, if the money was right, and, you know, I think it's all about obviously making a, you know, a biopic. When you think about it, to me, a biopic, all it's ever about is about an artist, or it's about somebody's life.
Mm.
That life might not be as exciting as every, you know, certain people might be like, yeah, that's cool. Well, yeah, they made it as a musician, or, but then you know, like, think about Ray.
Mm.
You know, obviously he was very advanced for someone with poor sight, but they did make him out to be like some superhero. When it was like, yeah, I can see the outline of somebody there. You know, they had to really, it was a really good movie, but they had to spice it up in order to make it a good movie. You know, you couldn't just tell that story and just a lot of acting, like
the art
B-level
of storytelling.
Acting, you know?
Yeah, because even the most incredible stories as well, like if you told them in a dry way, no one would give a damn, innit?
So with De La, I'm very sure that people will be really interested about how they got together, where they met. Like they met in school, you know, they were like 14, 15 doing that shit. So that's a story people would like to hear, and obviously just make the story, you know, good enough. So if,
but this is what I said, because when I met up with Maceo for that interview, and then he was telling me stories about when they went on the Nitro LL Cool J tour. We just didn't have time to fit it in the last show. So I'm thinking we need to even just stories of that one tour.
Yeah.
Because that was with like NWA, LL, you know.
Exactly.
Kane,
imagine
like
that. What
people.
They were getting up to. You might not even be. Well, this is Fubar Radio. You can say what the fuck you want.
But yeah, there is actually a De La documentary out at the moment. It's called De La Soul Is Not Dead. And it's actually really good. Really good. And Posse said, I'm not sure if the sex, drugs, and violence part of our story is interesting enough, but the sacrifices that we made by losing time with family while trying to figure out the riddle to stay relevant throughout our career is quite a story. And I think that says that's the reality of the music industry too, like the amount it's antisocial often, what you're having, the lifestyle that you're having to lead. It doesn't really coordinate with normal people's lives. But yeah, so check out the De La Soul Is Not Dead. It's on YouTube and all that kind of business, but I just thought it was important to give them a
big up
because that's an amazing, you know, the way they're just topping all these Billboard charts is kind of sick. This weekend, Mice, have you ever heard of Hackney Carnival?
I saw shout to Dr. Psycho, man. He threw up some Instagram video and he was just covered in powder. He looked like a black ghost.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he looked kind of scary. But he was at Hackney Carnival.
Carnival.
Are they trying to take over or something? What's,
basically,
like,
it's that East Coast West Coast beef.
Is this Hackney Carnival's been going on for a while though? Because I remember going there.
I think just a couple
years
though.
Is it?
Well, I don't know.
I remember going there quite a long time ago.
I think I remember hearing about maybe in 2014 or something.
Oh, right.
But yeah, I went up there yesterday.
What was that like then?
It was actually good. But it was funny, me and my sister...
What, like Carnival good or Hackney Carnival
No,
good?
Well, you see, I went with my sister and my brother, and my sister was saying, actually, you know, we need to create a chart, a graph, where it's the...
A graph.
The Tarquin to Winston scale.
Serious.
So a measure of Tarquin to Winston. And so we're like, this is actually treading a good balance between Tarquins and Winstons at the Hackney Carnival.
What's the Winston level? Is the Winston level
real,
like,
black people?
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, I'm allowed to say this because I'm mixed race. Yeah. So
what the Tarquins. And anyway, the last show, just laid the law for us to say whatever the fuck we want right now. Furthermore, when it comes out,
no, but I was happy. I'm happy for all the Tarquins to enjoy this kind of experience. Because that's what was nice about Hackney Carnival. Everyone was just on a good tone. Mm. It was very, you know, unity.
Yeah.
So I was feeling it. And then the fact that it's like way lower scale.
It wasn't corn-fed unity. Like, it wasn't like... Yeah, no, I'm definitely down with
Whole
you guys.
Foods,
like, it wasn't like sprouts sprinkled
from
the sky.
No, it felt like kind
shit.
Of Hackney of, you know, 5-10 years ago unity sort of thing. So, not so interfered with by the corporate world. But no, it was good. And then you had a whole bunch of sound systems. They had the floats and everything. This is on Ridley Road and stuff. So I was quite impressed. So look out for Hackney Carnival next year, man.
I might have to, you know what I mean? I might have to roll up there still. I'm definitely doing like... Notting Hill Carnival, and then I might just roll up there still.
Also, I've got to send a
big up
to all the men out there who are still at carnival in their minds, and it's like a normal day. It's Monday, and you're trying to step to women on the street as though you're at carnival. No, just stop. It's a working week now. Make it stop.
DJ Sarah Love, you gotta free the carnival of your mind, girl.
Yeah,
there's
true.
Dudes out there. That's hilarious, man. There's standing on the street with Guinness.
What
are
you talking about? The ones at carnival, like, after carnival,
you know, with the big bottle of Martell, that trying to look. You got a big cheap ass bottle of Martell. Oh, hey, oh, hey, what you say?
It's like, oh, yeah, I really want to talk to him. He looks like he's going to have a great conversation.
This is like midday on a Tuesday. And
yeah. It's like, oh, you're talking to me?
That's
Let me walk
up,
across the street just to talk to you because you shouted at me with your super tenants.
You got to release the carnival of your mind, my
beloved. It's true. No, I'm pleased everybody's out there enjoying themselves. And make sure you get the most of this week because it's going to be good weather this week. And it's probably the last week of good weather. It's going to hit like 30 something this week.
Oh, I'm getting the sandals, boy. Keep them toes out.
But you'll still take your scarf.
Yeah.
Just in case the weatherman got wrong.
In my backpack, in my backpack, there'll be like some fucking bearskin hat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to risk it too much. You know what I mean? I've definitely got to keep
the winter girl.
Yeah, the polo puffer's coming with me for sure.
But keep it locked to the show. Coming up next, Mice is going to be investigating. So you know we need your help for that. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But seeing as today's big up was going out to De La, I thought I'd play you something brand new from that album. It's Pain featuring Snoop.
I hear the people say,
Pain will make it better.
Aww.
All right, as soon as it's done, I gotta get that album, boy. That sounds smooth.
Yeah, and what I'm liking
who
is
produced
hearing,
that?
I can't remember who did that track. I feel like it's
nice,
them.
Man.
But I know what I like is to hear how many different people have had good, you know, responses to the album too. Kind of thing from different. Sorts of hip-hop and non-hip-hop background. So to me, that's looking good. You're tuning into Food Bar Radio. Shout out to Chris P, locked in to the show. He wants to hear some Tenchu. I got you. We're going to hook that up for you later as well. And Tim Joshua, locked into the show. He wants to send a big up to De La as well. I'm just wondering, Tim, did you actually know who Amanda Palmer was before I mentioned her name today? Tim, let us know. And without the help of Wikipedia or Google or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. Hit us up if you did know who Amanda Palmer was before I mentioned
her
name
we're
today.
Not hating, by the way. I just don't know who she is. I really don't know. And most of the time when I don't know something, I always believe that I wasn't meant to know. When I find out, now I know who she is, I'm probably going to hear her music. Oh my gosh, man, yeah. Amanda Palmer.
We're not going to be able to get rid of her.
I just downloaded all her stuff, man.
For free.
Yeah. No, I've got it on Spotify.
On Spotify, yeah. They're paying me well.
Ouch.
But now it's time for us to welcome our very special guest.
You're damn right, my beloved. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you down to the Food Bar Radio Cafe. That's right here in the middle of nowhere you're supposed to know. So shut the fuck up and listen, bitch. Yeah. And I go by the name of Mysack Hayes with my special guest this evening, DJ Sarah Love. And you know that I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth!
Hey, I was about to say mother. Motherfucker.
Mother.
Yeah, damn right. And we got some investigations to do, mother lovers. Right.
Right.
So this weekend, I was meant to be taking
a bit anxious.
I was meant to take a weekend off, right? Let me, first of all, shout out to Rodney P and the Herbalizer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, Rodney, you know, he does some famous ass shit. He was doing some famous ass shit. I don't know what it was, but. He was in Jamaica, probably like swimming with sharks or something. Yeah, some famous ass shit. Yeah. I saw pictures with him and Russell Simmons and, you know, just a bunch of famous ass shit. Okay. Hashtag. Yeah, so.
He was meant to be doing a show with Herbalizer.
Yeah, in Paris, funnily enough. Like, hey, where do you want to go
but
this weekend?
An emergency came up at work, so he didn't make it.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. No, bro, you know what I mean?
Emergency at work.
Right now, I'm swimming with the turtles. I'm trying to save a turtle out here in Jamaica on this beach. So
sorry, I
don't know if I can make it to Paris, to be honest.
I know I confirmed and everything, but sorry, I just found out that I'm in Jamaica.
So I had to stunt double for him.
Naturally, you know, one black guy.
Shiny
black
forehead,
guy,
you know what I mean? Raps. London, yeah, he could be from South London as well now. But shout out to Herbalizer. We've been meaning to do something for a long time. And so luckily it came up that, you know, Jake called me and he was like, yo, are you free tomorrow? I was like, I'm in the studio recording. I was like, oh, I need to check. And then I looked. I was like, oh, yeah, this weekend I'm off. So that was on the Thursday. So Friday, he booked the flight and whatnot. Friday morning, I flew out there. Did a wicked show in, this is the festival. What was it called?
Villette.
Jazz à la Villette. Jazz Ella Village, yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks to them guys. Thanks to the Herbalizer.
That's a 2010 on the thing. Like, give me the leftover t-shirt.
Don't even try it. No. I'm checking. I did get a white pen and just made it turn into a six.
You fixed
so it's
it
like 2016. Yeah. But yeah, so I can literally say this is a really good festival, man. Chucho Valdez was there. Nas was there.
Nuts. I wish I knew it was happening. I would have just gone for that lineup.
There was
some other
Snarky Puppy,
and other like jazz punk kind of dudes.
Yeah. Like really, what's the other one? Chucho Valdez was there.
Yeah.
So he was doing the Ira Kere stuff. That's my favorite band from
really?
Cuba. Yeah, but I didn't get to see it though.
Aww.
So yeah, we won't go into that anyway because I get emotional talking about it. Yeah. I didn't get to see that. But yeah, there were so many amazing acts there. And we performed with The Comet Is Coming. They were really good. They're like, it's mad, like prog rock, afrobeat, jazz, you know, just a whole mixture of like really good stuff.
Amanda Palmer, was she there?
Who?
Listen, see,
she made one million.
She's the most
successful. Yeah, we're there laughing. She made 1 million off of not being known by any of us. So I don't think it matters whether we do or not, but yeah. You know what I mean?
She don't care.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter to her. Like, we're like that 1% of follower that she might have that doesn't even really use any of their social networks anyway. So
I bet we're like the only people in this building who don't know.
Sorry, we digress.
Yeah.
So anyway,
this was leading.
So
to
do the festival with them. Yeah. So yeah, luckily, you know, I get to say that I've been there, done that, and got the T-shirt, mother.
Yeah. And he has actually got the T-shirt, even if it was 2010 one that he adapted with the
toothpicks. Yeah, 2006, so that it looks like 2016, but we ain't going to tell everybody out there, are we?
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, do the show. Then it's time to come back Saturday morning. You know, literally, Sarah, I had a 8 o'clock flight on the Friday morning. And then, you know, do the gig. You know, you're not really going to sleep till whatever time. So I probably fell asleep at 4 or 5 o'clock and then I had to get up. No, sorry, I probably fell asleep about 2-3 o'clock. I had to get up about 5 because my flight was at 7.
Okay.
So
AMs, we're talking.
AM, yeah, this is
standard,
all AMs.
There
ain't no
PMs.
I wouldn't even be talking like this if it was PMs. That's whatever. Like, you'd have to side-eye me for the rest of the show if I was talking about PM the way I'm talking about it now. And so I'm on my own. I get to Paris Orly. And I'm thinking, right, I'm good. I'm on time. I've got like an hour and a half or whatever till my flight. When I get there, I was like, what the hell? This is like some pandemonium. It was like the jungle just came and decided to, everyone wanted to fly on that at this time, this particular day. For some reason, it was just jam out. Like there was a massive queue. And I was like, wow, what's going on here? And, you know, I got into the queue. I thought, yeah, it should be cool. Maybe this is just some little, they kept stopping and starting the queue and, people, you know, we hadn't even got to the customs part yet, let alone where you put your baggage through, you know, for them to scan it and whatnot. So I was like, okay, now a little bit of sweat. I started sweating a little bit because I was like, right, now the flight might be leaving. I think gate closes in about half an hour or something like that.
Okay.
And then I'm looking around at people.
And is it squeezy jet? Because you know,
no, it wasn't
ramp.
Squeezy J. It might as well have been, though.
They don't ramp.
Transavia or something like that. I was worried Dracula might jump out of my. I was like, Transylvania Airlines, what the hell? Transavia, don't even ask me. It's the last minute.
I'm not dissing anyone, but yeah. I've never had a chance. Maybe that's where Amanda Palmer flies.
Yeah. Right. Like I said, man, all I could think of was Count Dracula. I'm thinking the Transylvania. Like, what flight? What airline is it? The cab's asking, what airline is it? I said, Transylvania Airlines. He said, Transavia. Transavia.
Like, no,
I was like, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah. So, and we're there now. I'm like, right. I'm looking around at people thinking, are they meant to get on the same flight or not? But no one's really, they didn't look bothered. But for some reason, the queue is not moving. I looked to this guy, I said, what time is your flight? He said 7. That's the same time as my flight. Mm-hmm. But he looked mad calm. I'm sweating.
Like, what don't I know?
Yeah. I've got a bed. Everything's just sweat. And I'm like, screw it. I'm like, now I'm starting to think, okay, I might have to go old school in this bitch. Like,
I
might have to take the law into my own hands. By
this.
The time we actually got up the escalator, so now I can see, like, what's going on at the gate. Why are the police, like, because it's police that check your passports and whatnot to let you go through. Mm-hmm. Why are they doing it? There was only one gate. There were two police, but only one gate was being used. For some reason, the other police dude, I don't know if he was doing lines, fucking, yeah, watching a porno movie, I don't know what, but he just looking down like, yeah, I'm not even going to look up. Because
no, but that's the technique. It's like, if you don't want to be troubled, don't make eye contact.
Yeah, I could tell, because I've done that shit before.
You know the
signs. Yeah, yeah, I was looking at him like, right, bro, just give me one piece of eye contact, just a millisec. And I guarantee.
So it was like, who's more
yeah, when you see the shine on the floor,
he knew. He's like, I feel your energy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm not
he was just not looking up, and then people were still acting like this was cool. I asked the guy, "Right, you're not worried that you're not going to get on your flight?" He's like, "I don't know. I don't know." I was like, "Everyone, I don't know." I was like, "Bruv." And then yeah, that was it. The gamma rays just hit. Mark Ruffalo. Just, yeah, I switched. I was just like, right, I'm getting my baggage. I walked right to the front of the queue. Yeah, I took it into my own hands. I said, bruv. And then some woman, I was like, look, I'm not missing my flight. I'm not missing my flight either. I said, I can't hear you, though. You like ain't saying shit. You're just standing there acting like you're okay to miss your flight. I didn't get 1.5 hours sleep to come here and miss my fucking flight, man. I could have had some more Jack Daniels.
And so now you're causing commotion in the
airport. This is the weirdest thing, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Nobody said anything. I walked right to the front. I walked past easily 80 to 100 people, right to the front with my baggage, shiny forehead, sweat patch Jones, just bowls through. Even the Fed, even the police, when he checked my passport, he was just like, he was moving mad slow. Like, something was going on. When I saw how he just took the passport, like this, I take it very slowly. Yeah, meanwhile, I don't know what they were saying on the tunnel because I don't understand French that well. Mm-mm. But it sounded like they were just like, hey, you guys are going to have to wait. We don't know what's going
good
on.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And my man was really slow though. He checked it. You know, he did whatever he does behind it. I don't know what. He probably did a couple of lines himself. Then he handed me back the thing with my front. But he did it mad slow. Everything was really slow. I was looking at him with the sweat. Now sweat's just dripping down my nose onto my lip. Like, bruv, give me my fucking shit back. So I grabbed that, yeah, and I walked through. I was like, shit, I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to do that all the time now. Nobody said anything. And you know, so then I had to get through where they check your baggage and all that. And I was like, yo, you lot. Then this woman was, she was by like the shorter queue, you know, for the special people or the rich folk. They just go
through. The queue you normally use.
What's it called? Well, yeah. VIP. You normally use. Like, that's the
I
famous
don't know.
Ass
that's
shit.
That's the only
queue
I know. Yeah.
That's the famous ass shit queue, basically. Yeah. Yeah. People who do famous ass shit, they just swiftly go through. I went to her. I said, look, my flight is in like 5 minutes. She said, okay. Let me go through. I ran. I got on the flight in the end, sweating my ass off. And then they waited anyway. They waited for about half an hour because they said, oh, there are 30 people not on the flight, so we are
so
going
to
wait.
Had
I was
time
like,
to cool down.
Yeah. I had time to cool down anyway. But it made me wonder, like, is there something going on with the police and the airport? Like, were they trying to make a statement? Because that's what it felt like. The fact
oh,
that
you
they
took
were,
it personally?
No, not personally to me, just to like,
people. Remember who's in know, charge here.
Yeah, because you know in France, there's a lot of, like,
security
protesting.
Okay.
No, they do a lot of protesting. So, you know, people who say clean bins will go, no, okay, today we're not going to do it. We're going to protest, you know, we're not going to work today. And then everything comes to a standstill. They seem to do that a lot. And it made me think like, wow, what? These coppers are on some dodgy shit. Do you know what I mean? It's just some crafty ass like.
It was going
Yeah. So I wanted to investigate, what's the craftiest thing you've heard of police getting away with? You know, like a lot of people, obviously, you know, we know at the moment what's going on in America, so don't give us the obvious answer like killing people. We know it already. Black lives matter. All lives matter. Alien lives matter. Unicorn lives matter. What we're trying to find out is the crafty shit. Like, I remember about 12.
You mean just like skipping the traffic light because they can't be bothered to wait at the traffic light? That's what I'm talking about. Because blatantly, you see that happening where they just got they're chilling like, behind you in the traffic lights, and then suddenly it's an emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, no, you just got a call saying the tea was ready.
Yeah.
And so it's like, right, sod this. Just like, yeah.
They just get through the red light. Yeah, calm down now. Yeah, let's go get some KFC quickly and then we'll go, go back to the
blatantly,
station.
Blatantly.
You know, you find out, like, some of these police do kind of switchy. I remember years ago, man, me and my friend, we saw police chasing after someone, so we ran after them to see what was going on.
The kinds of things you do when you're young and you don't have much to do.
Yeah. We was like, bro, someone's going to get arrested. Let's go see. Like, that was a highlight. So we ran, And then for some reason, there was a couple of other police. So two other police who actually stopped us and said, why are you running? We said, oh, funny enough, we're running to see what you lot are chasing.
Funnily enough.
Yeah. But we didn't think that maybe he thought whoever they're meant to be chasing could be us. We weren't thinking like that because we already saw other police chasing them. So anyway, my friend, we're both getting stopped. They said, yeah, can we search you? One takes him, the other takes me. And then he goes, oh, come around the corner. He made me go around the corner.
Uh-oh.
And then searched. And then he found, you know, I had like a little bag of weed in my shoe.
Mm.
And this is him. He just took it out the shoe. I was like, fuck. I was thinking, oh, I'm going to get arrested. He's like, he looked around his shoulder like that. Yeah, and just put it in his pocket. The other police came around and he was like, what's up? He goes, oh, nothing. And I was like, oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So even being crafty between themselves.
Yeah, I'm lucky he didn't take my pants because I had a bigger bag in there.
He wasn't brave enough to check the pants.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
But
so,
hey, weirder things have happened. So I know enough people have got stories like this
to
share.
Yeah, man. There's been amazing, like, so shout to Gleam. He's always hitting us up with some knowledge. He said he witnessed two coppers pushing a 15-year-old's head towards two staffs attacking them.
Oh my God.
It was like the scene out of Freddy. No one left accountable. No charges against police.
Oh my gosh. See, Gleam, you got a bit real there.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to be, you've got to keep me on a tight leash now, Mize. You know, don't open these floodgates on me. But I want to hear from you guys. Coming up very soon, we're going to be speaking to Toure from New York City. Ooh. He's going to be chatting to me and Mize. But hit us up in the studio at hiphop@foobarradio.com with your answers to this week's investigation.
And you can also tweet us at foobarradio, at DJ Sarah Love, or at Mice Diggy. What's the craftiest thing you've ever heard of police getting away with? Yeah, we know you lot know something out there. You better let us know, or Dave the Spade will be after ya.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
I'll never forget the time when my niece, she was about 10 years old, and she was like to me in the soggy.
Uh-oh.
I know. But then she's like, why is he talking about 400 years later? And then I was like, well, basically, because the first transatlantic. And then when she's like, so when he says popo, no, when he's talking about popo, does he mean as in the police? Popo. I was like, yep. But that's the anthem. It was only right to play that just now after Mice Akhazer's investigation question for you.
Yeah, boy, I'm telling you, man, these police out here, they're kind of dodgy, man. All around the world as well, we know it already. I've seen it in New York myself with my own bare eyes, how fucked up they are in America. But it's not only in America we've got some crafty ass police.
Well, they're just human, isn't it? And so it's like the same at every other place of work where there's shady things going, or people are allowing their friends in when they're not really on the guest list, or people are giving away stuff for free even though there's not really they shouldn't be getting that stuff for free. Like, obviously those things are happening even in institutions like the police force, which of course we can get into the realities of the systematic systemic racism that exists within the police force and the amount of times the Met has been investigated and found guilty. Anyway, that was getting
crafty
a bit too
ass.
Real.
Yeah, that's
but yeah, we
like
have that's another ass level shit, of so these are the different scales we have on the show. What was it? Famous ass shit.
It's famous ass shit. It's crafty ass shit people get away with.
Winter guilt shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, a few of you have been hitting us up in response to Mice's investigation this week, which is,
well, my investigation has been to do with the police. What's the craftiest thing you've ever heard of police getting away with? Shout to Spencer Clayton. He said, parking on a red route to grab a takeaway.
You know what? That's such a liberty. And I'm such a, I believe, especially with parenting, it's like you've got to teach by example.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so
you've got
that's
to lead
what
by
I,
example.
And that's always
yeah.
why, I, well, not, oh, I was a good girl at school. No. Well, this is partly why I was a bit rebellious, I think, in school, because to me, I was like, you speak to me how you want to be spoken to and you act as you want me to act. Yeah. It can't be one rule for one and one rule for another.
Yeah, it's
so
in the
when
Bible.
You
lot better understand that shit.
Yeah.
That shit's in the Bible.
So even
that's
when,
all you've got to say when you want people to believe.
Yeah, yeah, if you want to just silence
it's
people.
It's in the Bible. They go, oh, like,
oh,
shit,
oh,
okay.
Better fall back.
Yeah.
Damn, if I'd known that all this time, I could have been getting
life could have been so much easier.
Yeah, mine's going to be
my sack haze, man.
Yeah, it's that's science. The Mysac Hayes science. But yeah, the whole one rule for others, that's a liberty. Who was it who sent that message?
That was Spencer Clayton.
Spencer Clayton, I feel your pain. I feel the struggle. Shout out to Tim Joshua, who claims that he did know who Amanda Palmer was before this show.
Yeah.
We might have to call you up, Tim Joshua, so you can prove that.
Break it down. You got to break down the whole Amanda Palmer experience you've had then.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty deep.
But back to the event. Oh, coming up very soon, we're going to be speaking to Tore from New York, but I want to hear some more of your answers that you've had, Mice.
Right. Andreas, he says, I know someone who used to work at a pub in North London. Not going to mention the name of the pub, obviously. That's me. I'm disclaiming that for him. He didn't say that, but I think that's why he didn't mention it. He said, which was around the corner from the police training centre. She said regularly, violence would often ensue amongst themselves or instigated by them. By the end of the night, the pub would be trashed and the staff would... Yeah, the staff would be very often find remnants... they would very often find remnants of coke in the loos, on the toilet lids, and flush tops.
Wow. All that you're bacteria in there, feces. What is it, legal highs to a new level,
and
man.
Then they do that, they wipe it. You know when they do that thing and then rub the...
I don't move in those kind of circles.
Doo-doo mouth, please.
I don't know.
You see it in the fucking movies.
Yeah, I don't watch those movies. Kind of,
Oh, yeah. I just do famous ass shit. I don't watch movies.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't have time for that.
So, apparently, this only happened on the days and nights when the coppers and trainee coppers would frequent the pub. Imagine that.
Wow. So, because my dad, I remember as a kid, my dad saying to me, a policeman is a thug with a license.
Yeah, man. I believe they're the biggest gangs out there.
So, there's definitely some, I'm not saying that's all police. Obviously, there's people in the police force who are trying their best, you know, to make a change and break down the stereotypes and everything. But I think there are definitely people who join the police force for a bit of a scrap in it.
Get away with it. I think, it's that thing of there were people that have probably been bullied in a way when they were younger.
And they just need a cuddle.
Yeah, and they either join the army or they join the police. There's some form of someone's going to get the shit kicked out of them for what I had to ensue.
That makes me even sadder.
You took my freshers from me as a kid. Fuck, this black guy took my blackjacks. This gay guy took my fruit salads.
Fruit salads.
Okay, cool. Yeah, anyway, shout out to Oliver. Oliver says,
oi, oi.
I once had a policeman jump the line at Starbucks so he could order a load of frap and coffee at London Pride this year.
I like that. Frap.
Yeah, a load of frap. I never questioned him because he was a cop. 5 minutes later, I saw him at parade dancing with a drag queen.
Oliver, that's a good reason to jump the queue. He had to get back to his... dance partner.
Yeah, he needed to get a load of frap.
So I'll allow him for that, Oliver. Yeah. He needed that frap and the... needed to get back.
Can I get a quick frap and go back to the old drag queen, yeah? Go back to the missus, mate.
Reinvigorated when he hits the dance floor.
It's raining, man!
Yeah, he already had the costume on.
All right, Arabella says...
Arabella, that's a pretty name, isn't
it? Isn't it? Arabella. A police officer once stopped me and my friends so he could ask me... he could ask my mate for her digits.
Wow.
They got married last year. Why?
If the friend said anything. So he just brazen asked for the woman's digits while the dude was there. That's crafty. Well, no, isn't that what a police officer wants? Me and my friend, so he could ask my mate for her. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what? Is he saying the policeman and the mate got married?
Yeah. How do you know that's a he, by the way, Arabella?
I assume that's a girl. Well, hey, I have a boy's name as a middle name, so that's not right for me to assume. Mostly, I've seen girls who are called Arabella. I've not met any guys.
Yeah, but your game is he. That's why I was like,
I got confused. But then when she's Arabella saying they got married last year, she's saying the cop and her friend got married.
Yeah, so she's saying the cop stopped them and then... somehow he asked her mate for the digits.
I'm giving him props for that.
That's some crafty ass shit right there.
No, but that's good.
That's you. That's taking the law into your own hands. Like,
hey,
look,
man.
Yeah, look.
There's no time to waste.
Can I speak to you guys for a minute? Can you step over here, please? Man. Can you
stand
there?
Over there out of your
no,
shot.
You stand. No, no. Yeah, you stand over there, please. Just
turn around
and look that way as well. Yeah. Can you put your fingers in your ears as well?
Yeah.
Stand on one leg. All right. Yeah. Stay right there.
Sing the national anthem.
Okay, listen. Yeah. So you know, I don't usually dress like this, and I don't always smell of pork. What are you saying? Can I get your number? and then maybe we might be able to, you know what I mean, do a little sound later on. I got 2 grams of coke I just got from.
And he's like, if you don't want to give me your number, I'm going to force you to give me your number.
Yeah. He's like, all right, well, look. Yeah,
is that
look,
or a night in a prison cell?
These handcuffs are not just for putting people in prison. And the eyebrows go up and you know,
like,
and
she was like, where do you want me to get the digits?
Marry. No, she was on her knees, like, marry me. She proposed to him when she saw the handcuffs come out.
Legitimate handcuffs.
Wow, that's a pretty cool story there, Arabella.
I'm quite impressed, Arabella. And that's funny because yesterday at the Hackney Carnival, me and my sister were having a conversation because obviously there were police there having lots of fun, which was nice to see as well. And but we were just, my sister was discussing with me whether if I bought a policeman home as my boyfriend.
Wow.
What
the response would be like. It'd be like, yeah. You know, like when
the record
walk into the bar and everyone's like, every music stops, everything stops, like even the dog stopped panting, and like, what the hell?
And then she was like, yeah, but she's like, you can't bring the Babylon into the house. But then I was like, so what if this person ticks every other box? And she's like, yeah, but
that's a, but the
that, I was
box
like, that's
that
cold blooded.
The box that is blank, that's a big ass block box right there. The thing is, what, you know, because I had a friend who had a neighbor that was his neighbor was his friend, but then his friend got married to a police officer. And so it was, I was like, man, so how did you lot, like, you know, when you were blazing and what were, he said, yeah, the whole thing.
Your first thoughts. Yeah, he was blazing. Well,
yeah, because he like, blazing. So you know what I mean? Yes. It's like, so how do you get away with your recreational any activities? He was like, yeah, that's what the whole dynamic changed because of that. It was just like,
so
this
he
is a bit
cleaned
awkward.
Up his life.
Yeah. So, you
couldn't
know,
take the chance.
It's awkward though, because you don't want to, you're like, shit, is this crossing the boundaries if I'm like flicking ash out the window?
Sorry. But it's the same kind of struggles as being the queen, isn't it? Because you never know if people actually like you.
Yeah, and the queen ain't farting in front of people.
You're an interesting person. Or if they're just being nice to you because you're a policeman, they don't want to get arrested.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
You're the queen. And so, you know, it's kind of, because there's times when, you know, I have a lot of respect and appreciation for the police and the work they do. It's not an easy job. And, you know, you got to have someone to call if there's something going down, innit?
Yeah, you got to be the Ghostbuster, basically. And if something goes down,
so I've got
you might be shitting yourself, like, okay, I might, you know, I might get stabbed. It might be like crack needle, heroin needle, or some shit.
You gotta have
know.
Someone to call, man.
Yeah,
you
and know, that's that dude.
My dad
so
might be out of the country or something.
That's, I mean, that might be the reason why they do some crafty ass shit. Then, that
actually, speaking of crap, that's one of my earliest memories of the police. Is I remember one night waking up as a kid, hearing someone was in the garden. This is like the middle of the night. So me and my sister went to my parents' room and we were like, Daddy, there's someone crawling around in the garden. We don't know what's going on. There's an intruder in the garden.
Yeah.
So my dad like crept up to the back bedroom window and then he just screamed down. My dad has a really scary voice, but he just screamed down the garden and the policeman just shat himself like out of fear. And he was like, it's okay, sir. It's okay, sir. Calm down. It's just me. I'm a policeman. But it was like, what are you doing calling around in people's gardens for?
He's doing some crafty ass shit. He's probably going to take a piss. Oh, I need a shit. Like, he's just like, look, you know, I walk around here quite often.
What are you going to do?
What are you
going to
do? Arrest me.
Arrest me then.
Yeah. He knows Neighborhood Watch. Neighborhood Watch ain't really doing that shit out here. So I'm just going to go.
Citizen's arrest.
Yeah. There's some big ass leaves over there. I think I'm going to take a shit.
Have you ever witnessed a citizen's arrest?
Nah, never, man. I
would love to witness a citizen's arrest.
I've witnessed an attempt.
Citizen's
arrest, yeah, but it was just like, really? You're not trained to do any of this
you're
shit.
You're not trained.
Yeah,
you're not prepared.
You're just a citizen. Don't even, like, what makes
you
think.
You're not prepared for what you're trying to do.
Yeah, how do you
right
think
now?
You're going to be able to arrest? Like, you're not. This isn't fucking Lethal Weapon. It's not a movie, man. There's no, like, cut.
Predator.
Let's redo that bit.
If
you really think that you can conduct a citizen arrest, like, good luck, man. So, you know, it's not going to happen, but I don't know.
No, but to do a citizen's arrest, is it literally just you have to put your hand on someone and say, this is a citizen's arrest? I think it is like
it's like Had, Stuck in the Mud. You remember that game, Stuck in the Mud?
Yeah,
Had, and then they just then they, what? So what, I've got to wait for the police to. How long did they say? Because I need to go piss. Yeah, this like, nah, it's not happening.
Childhood games for adults.
Jesus. Yeah, that ain't happening, man.
No, it's a rest. Sorry, but yeah, what other crafted? Or should we play a song quickly and then we'll get into some more?
Yeah, we got to speak to Toure, man.
Too many. Yeah, we're going to have Toure on the phone next, direct from New York, telling us about all the new stuff that he's up to. But first, let's play you something brand new from Issata Sheriff, who debuted this on the show a few weeks ago. Issata Sheriff, that track is called Redefined, and I'm sending that one out to Paul Clark, regular listener to the show, and he's saying right now he is actually being chased by the police. But on PS3!
Yeah,
he tricked us.
That's probably the best way to do it nowadays, man, because, you know...
Yeah, just stay in your houses. Yeah,
computer players' lives matter. That's all I'm saying.
Too. And Paul Clark, I know you especially liked the show that we had with Issata Sheriff. So if you guys missed that, listen back. FUBARradio.com/hiphop. All of our past shows are up there, and there are some super, super live ones. And right now, we are joined by our first guest on the show, Toure. Are you hearing me?
I'm here. What up, y'all?
Yeah, Mr. Double Barrel. What's going on?
What's poppin'?
Oh, it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, man.
How's New York right now?
Good to be heard. New York is great. The weather is starting to change. We're starting to move into fall weather, you know.
Yeah. I love September in New York.
Yeah, just being New York, you know.
But no, you've been busy with all this crazy music.
I stay busy. The opposite of being busy is not doing anything. So I definitely try to stay on the busy side.
Yeah, that's the way, man.
But overall, you've done so well to cut through, like, it's a scrum of MCs in New York, you know. So it's like, how is it that you've managed to, there's so many people you've collaborated with, like, already the catalogue of music you've built up is just kind of crazy. Like, how is it that you've managed to succeed where other people ain't cutting it?
I don't know. I think this is a bit of, a lot of different things, you know. The talent is there. I think the business acumen is there. Mm-hmm. You know, having strong relationships and, you know, being a man of your word and doing what you say and saying what you do. And, you know, I think it's a nice culmination of everything that embodies who Toure is. Is probably why I've been able to be successful. Obviously, in God, you know, keeping God first. But you know, I think just a mixture of everything is kind of what makes me me.
And you know what we've been loving recently?
What's that?
Is Get Down.
Get Down.
Oh, word up.
And I was so happy to see that you brought a remix out as well.
Yeah, yeah. So can I give you guys a little scoop?
Yes.
Yes, please.
So originally, when I was doing Get Down, because, you know, obviously the original version appeared on my album that came early this year, entitled.
Yeah.
But I have reached out to Styles. I have reached out to Styles P to get on the original version, and he was down. You know, we had spoke. He was down to do it, and then you know, he had some real life issues that came up, and you know, he wasn't able to do it. But Styles P, being just, you know, a stand up guy in the G, and just kind of going back to, you know, being a man of your word. Mm. After he had got through what he was going through with his family, he hit me up like, "Yo, my dude, I'm sorry, I missed the album. You know what I'm saying? I know we still supposed to get something in, so whatever, ever you got another record or something?" And I was like, "Yo, I would still love to hear you on this joint. Let's do a remix." And,
nice.
Yo, I'm talking about within 24 hours, you know what I'm saying, it was done.
Serious.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So then when I did that, I was like, well, let's make it a real, you know what I'm saying, like, let's fill this thing out, you know. And I have been wanting to work with Freeway for a while, and so I reached out to him. And, you know, again, just, you know, he jumped right on it, got right to it. So, you know, I was like, man, I was excited to put it out, just listening to two of my favorite guys coming
man.
Up, you know, to jump on the joint, and they both killed it. And, you know, I was just excited for the world to hear it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I was excited when I heard the first tune, and then even just to read the lineup on the remix, I was just like, thank you, Tom. Thank you. Because not everyone always manages to pull the right names together for things, you know, of what you want as an ideal lineup on the track as a fan.
It's always about that chemistry, you know. Sometimes you get the right names, but you don't get the right song. So, you know, it's about the chemistry. I was like, who would sound good on this? You know, who makes sense? Who would I want to hear together? Who, you know, you gotta step out of your artist space sometimes and just sit there and be a fan. Mm. And, you know, me being a New Yorker, you coming up listening to DJ Clue tapes and, you know, hearing Freeway freestyle, right, hearing the Freeway freestyles and hearing the Lox freestyles. Mm. And, you know, I just wanted to get that feeling back. And so,
That's funny. That's exactly what I said to you. I was talking about the Clue mixtapes, how Styles P, he used to come up, he used to be one of the guys where you're like, man, this dude out of the Lox is like, he's dangerous.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, if I could put a little part of that in my career, then, you know what I'm saying, I jumped at the opportunity.
Because when I heard just the, I was like, okay, new Torre. Anytime I see there's a new Torre, I'm like, okay, I need to listen to this, because I know you're normally in line with my kind of taste of hip hop, what I want to hear, kind of thing. So I was like,
well,
okay,
thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that.
You know, so I was just like, okay, well, yeah, let's see what this new Torre is saying. And then when I just hearing the intro to the beat, I was like, oh my goodness gracious me. Like, what's he done with Pete Rock on this? Like, how did the link up with Pete Rock and that track come about in the first place? Like, before you reached out to Freeway and Styles P?
Pete and I have a relationship going back. He was on my debut album.
And
he was in 2011 when I dropped For the Record. He was on to that. But it was funny, when Pete and I first met, it was actually at a radio station, and you know, they was like, "Yo, Pete Rock is next door," and I was like, "Wow, you know, I'm obviously a huge fan." And when I went up to introduce myself, I was like, "Yo, what's going on, Pete? Big fan. I'm Torre," and he was like, "Torre?" He was like, "Torre from Click and Get It Done with Sky Zoo and Primo," and I was like, "Yeah," and it was just crazy for me that he knew who I was when I introduced myself, and he was like, "Yo, man, I've been looking for you. We need to work. We need to work." And ever since that moment, we've had a great rapport with one another. So many things kind of in the pipeline that hasn't dropped yet, but definitely look for more Torre and Pete. You know, that's the big homie. And he's just super dope. You know, I mean, talk about somebody who hasn't missed a beat from the time you first heard him. You know, whether it was the creator or Troy or whatever, till, you know, 2016. Still banging out, you know, just knockers. So, you know, big shout out to Pete Rock.
On the way to the show today, on my iTunes shuffle, came on EPMD, the Pete Rock Rampage remix. Oh, and I was just like, okay, this is just setting up my day just right. But they were full volume. But yeah, literally from that era right through to brand new tracks like this one, is definitely not missing a beat. And then you were telling me about a new track that you also have, Hands of Stone. What's the story of that?
Hands of Stone was a joint I actually did. I'm not sure if the film is out on you guys' side of the pond, but the Roberto Duran biopic. And my publishing company had reached out to me about submitting the song for the movie. And you know, just between me running around and doing shows and getting into the studio and yada, 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 I did write a record and record it. It wasn't in the time that they needed to get it and everything needed to get done. So we kind of missed a deadline on it. But once the record was done and I was just listening back, I was like, man, this record is too good just not to do anything with. So let's just put it out. You know, that's the beauty of having your own company and being able to do things and ownership. I was like, yo, let's put it out. Let's rock, you know. Let's give it to the people. And, you know, the response has been dope. I really wish you could have made it, because I feel like it fits perfectly. But overall, you know, a solid record is a solid record. So, you know, just to have it out for the people to enjoy. And it's motivational, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely something that'll help you get your last set in at the gym. Or, nice. You know, if you want to put your incline all the way up to the top, or, you know, you want to put a couple extra miles in on a treadmill or what have you. It's definitely one of those joints.
It bummed the testosterone levels up. Yeah, naturally though.
Exactly.
Well, let's play the people that track. Have you got time to hold on the line for us while we play? Let the people hear this Hands of Stone
tune.
Yeah,
why not? Let's do it. Nice. Okay. Let's see if we do this.
Good. So hold tight. This is Food Bar Radio. Myself, Sarah Love, my Stiggy. Right now we're talking to Torre in New York, and this is his brand new track, Hands of Stone. Praise. Something brand new from our guest on the show, Torre. Jeez. Torre, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Ooh. So tell us about that track then. Who's the artist featured on there with you?
Yeah.
It's introducing a good friend of mine, Xavier Boss, someone I've known for a long time. and we had never gotten a chance to work together professionally in the studio on a record. And so as I was coming up with the writing of the actual song and putting the chorus together, and then you know, I reached out to my boy Zeres, who came through and laced the guitars, and you know, I was just like listening, and I was like, what voice fits? You know, again, kind of just getting back to a fit. You know, it's everything got to be music. You know, everything got to be an instrument. Every voice, every snare, every hi-hat, you know, if you're going to add an instrument to it, everything got to mesh well and be on one accord. And I felt like her voice was perfect for what I wanted the song to sound like. And I think she did a phenomenal job and smashed it.
Definitely.
So
who produced that?
Praise. Praise produced that. Praise is kind of like slowly turning into my go-to guy. You know, he got four on Entitled. He worked on Bauer Brothers with Sky and I. He worked on my Mission to Guilt mixtape that came out in 2013. So, you know, one of my favorite songs I've ever done featuring Pharoah Monch, What's Love, was produced by Praise. And, you know, ever since then, man, our relationship. And, you know, anytime I call Praise, I'm like, yo, Praise, I'm in the mood. I feel like doing X, Y, Z. If he sends three beats, you know, three of them is banging, but two of them is like undeniably got to be you. You know, so
we just got that
type of chemistry right now.
See, that's so funny you even mentioning that tune you did with Pharoah, because I had forgotten about that. But this is just what I'm talking about with your catalog. It's like, who haven't you worked with yet that you want to work with, Tom?
I still got a wish list. I'm trying to check off before it's all over.
And what's like going to be happening next with you then? Like, what should people be looking out for or supporting right now? What's the main thing you're pushing?
I would, you know, just if you haven't checked out the album, you know, I definitely still feel like there's a few sets of eardrums who might not have caught the Entitled project. One of my favorite releases that I've ever done. You know, I love this space that I'm in on this particular project. So I would definitely implore people to check that out. Me moving forward, you know, I'm always going to create music. I'm looking to create a few more things, really expand Internal Affairs Entertainment, which is my company I've been releasing my projects on. And, you know, moving more into the acting and television space. You know, I enjoy that.
So what are we going to see you on? One of these new...
CSI or something.
Nah, don't do CSI, man. You're not going to do CSI, Tori.
I got some special things in the works, man.
You can't talk about it. You're not really allowed to talk about these sort of things when
that's when you know it's some serious famous shit.
That's some famous ass shit. Torre's basically about to do some famous ass shit. He's already been doing that, but
this is why I can't talk about it with us.
When you can't talk about it, you know, like, okay, something big in the pipeline. I wanted to ask you how when did you start the label, the Internal Affairs Entertainment?
You know what? I actually started my label a long, long time before I ever put out a record or anything. My company, I started Internal Affairs in like maybe in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. Like, for me, it was always about, you know, okay, I know that my passion is MCing and I know I want to be in the entertainment business, but the entertainment part is one part and then the business part is another part. And so for me, even in college, you know, I was a business administration major. For me, having a business acumen was always just as important as being super nice with the pen, as being super nice on the back end too. So, you know, I started my company a long time ago, and every release that I've ever put out has come through the Internal Affairs umbrella. Even if I did a partnership with Duck Down or Empire, it's all through my company.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
You know, before Nas said sign yourself, that's a major key. I
shot
myself.
Yeah, nice, man.
Well, it's working, definitely, what you're doing.
And also, we're going to get a video for Down. I get Down.
The remix. No, there's a video for the original.
Yes, no, the remix.
Yeah, the original has like a performance video, something that I had never done in my career. So, you know, when I was thinking about shooting a video, I was like, what can we do different? What can we do new? What can we do to kind of stretch the boundaries? And so I was like, let's do like a live concert video. I had a concert coming up in New York, and I thought it would be dope to just shoot that and put it out as an official video. As far as the remix, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get a visual for that. But I do have a video coming for Crown, which is the latest single off of Entitled, featuring my girl 3D9T. So that video should be coming within the next 2 weeks. We just kind of putting the finish final finishing touches on it, and you know, it'll be out there for the people to enjoy. So that's the next visual you can expect from the kid.
Nice. Nice,
other than when we see you on the golden screen, is that what they call it? Big screen.
The big screen, the small screen,
the CSI,
phone screen.
What's the big Breaking Bad?
Don't listen to her, man. Don't listen to her. She's trying to act like she don't know what she's talking about. Sarah does some famous art shit too. She's been on all over the screens, all over Europe and whatnot. So anyway, she's trying to play it down though. Like, what do you call it again? Whatever, man.
Exactly. Like she don't be in all of the dressing rooms across the world.
Yeah.
With the big bald mirrors.
Thank you.
In the craft services.
Yeah.
I see you out here.
In the craft services.
Quick, yeah. Bring me.
Getting fanned down, boy. They're just fanning her down, keeping her cool and shit. But
just trying to be humble.
Every week, I do an investigation. You know, I try and help the world out with some life hacks. And they're real serious and important. And so we always ask a guest, you know, so I want to find out from you. This week's investigation is, what's the craftiest thing you've ever heard of police getting away with? Now, we know you're from Brooklyn, New York, America, some of the craftier shit goes on down.
But it's
over
all the
there.
Same beast.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in the world, it's not where you're from.
So, yeah, we know you must have some stories, man. Tell us what you've heard of.
I mean, we've heard things that, you know, like people, the police just jump in traffic queues so then they can get a drink first, or like parking where they're not meant to park so then they can get their takeaway and things like that. What are the craftiest things you've seen police get away with?
Man, they do so much, you know.
You're just spoiled for choice.
It's so crazy. You know, I mean, a big thing here is texting and driving. So I've never seen a cop car drive by and the officer not be texting. I'm like, how are you texting and driving? And you're supposed to be, first of all, you're supposed to be paying attention to your surroundings.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's illegal.
Yeah.
You're not above the law. You're supposed to uphold the law, not break the law.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, seeing stuff like that, I got pulled over the other day driving my daughter to school because I avoided a big truck was making a turn, and I went around the truck, and he was like, why'd you go around? Why didn't you wait? And I was like, what are you talking about? Why would you want traffic to be backed up down the block instead of letting cars go around, especially if you're not making a left turn? I wasn't going where the truck was going. I was going opposite way. So, you know, there's a crazy abuse of power. I think that a lot of people who get in positions of power don't know how to fully use it and don't understand the responsibility that comes along with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all human. We all need to be treated with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you want a position, you know, to have power doesn't mean you should abuse it. So,
yeah, that's
and that's
the,
you know,
the dangerous combination is that when you have that amount of power and that level of boredom, it's like, really,
exactly.
You're that bored where you needed to pull me over for, you know.
Yo, it was 8 o'clock in the morning. He was all hyped up. I was like, yo, relax.
Yeah. Like, I just woke up like
down.
20 minutes
ago.
Yeah,
why are you so turned up, sir?
He felt like, yes, this is it.
Yeah.
I got a bust, yo.
Yeah, that's my day. Yeah. Tick. I busted a black dude.
You filled his quota, innit?
Oh, but thank you so much for joining us today on the show. And so, yeah, give everybody the information that they need to know, like what are your links and stuff for them to check out the new album.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, good.
I appreciate it.
Sarah, you know, anytime you around, you know, it's always a great time. And I appreciate, you know, you extending the platform
every time
to the music and always, you know, always showing that support.
Oh.
For me, man, just hit me up at Toray on Twitter, on Instagram.
T-O-R-A-E.
Yes, please spell it right. Don't get me confused with no other Torres out there. You know what I mean? It's the only one you really need to be checking for anyway.
Yeah.
T-O-R-A-E. Make sure you hit me up. Everything is there, man. You know, one-stop shopping. At Torres on the Twitter, on the Gram. That'll link you to the new album. That'll link you to the videos.
Nice.
You can catch me on SiriusXM if you guys listen to that. You know, I'm doing that. You know, trying to kind of move in Sarah's space a little bit and get my radio chops in. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, we only but listen overall, to FUBAR.
Nah,
radio.
He does a good job, though. I've listened to the show a few times, man. So it definitely does a good show.
It.
Yeah. Nah, it's nice, man.
Appreciate it.
Definitely.
Now I got to extend the favor and get you guys on my show at some point.
Definitely. Hey, well, I'm hoping to ready, be in man. New York soon as well. So, yeah, hopefully I'll see you out there as well.
Yeah, hopefully Torre's sure. over here sometime, man. We got to see you performing some of this new stuff live, bruv. This entitled
man, as much as I love London, I mean, every time we try to set a show up there, for some reason it either falls through or they don't do it. I think I've only performed there twice in my whole 10-year career.
Yeah, that's not that doesn't sound
crime.
Right. That doesn't even sound
me
right.
Me and aiming to remain neutral in this conversation.
Yeah, yeah, we're trying to keep the neutral. You know the smiley face emojis, neutral emoji face. trying not to, but yeah, that's got
any beefs.
That's got
to
change, boy. Yeah, we ain't even gonna go into all of that, man. There's the promoters out here, just. You know?
They're doing great work, and that's why we appreciate you so
much. At some point, we'll make it happen.
Yeah,
some point
for sure,
it'll
man.
Happen. Everything happens in its own time,
exactly.
And not an hour. So,
yes.
You know, until then, I'm going to keep supplying the people with dope music, and, you know, eventually, I'll be able to touch down on the stage out there.
Yeah, but it's so appreciated what you're doing, you know, so just never doubt that there are people all over the world appreciating the hard work that you're putting in to make these projects happen, because it ain't no joke when you're trying to collaborate with so many different other busy people and, you know, just following your passion, which we all enjoy as well. So thank you.
Exactly. You know, a labor of love. When it's a labor of love, it don't hurt as much, you know?
Yeah. It's not like real work.
That's it. It don't feel like work. It don't feel like work.
For real.
You know,
thank you guys again, man. I appreciate it. And I just want to, you know, show my appreciation and show my gratitude. You know, continued support and success to you as well. And yeah, man, Torre, we here.
Torre.
New York City, Brooklyn, what's poppin'?
All right, I just seen a rumor on the internet. It was the new film is Bond, so you're the new Black Bond, is that right?
New Bond.
Idris Elba.
I was like, yo, Idris, you using this, Idris?
Yeah,
no,
Ah, shit. Wicked, man.
But thank you so much.
Take
you know
care,
it was
bro.
Only correct that we played the remix, the Get Down remix right now
yeah,
for
man.
You people.
Let's
Everyone's been loving it that I've spoken to. They're just like, what the hell? This is fire that you just
crazy,
put me onto.
Crazy.
So thank you so
Appreciate
much for joining
it.
Us. Lots of love from London, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Have a good day, bro.
I know. That is like crack. It's crack for your ears.
Yeah.
Like, I got hooked. I was just like running around scratching my neck for weeks after I first heard that, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, boy.
That was sick. That was the latest tune from our guest who was on today's show. That's Torre, New York's finest, killing it at the moment. The track is called Get Down, featuring Freeway and Styles P, produced by Pete Rock, of course. If you missed that interview or anything else of the good hip-hop treats that we bring you here every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m., you can go to the website and listen back. That's fubarradio.com/hip-hop. And as usual, we bring you a bit of a gig guide on this show too, because there's so much good hip hop stuff that we're spoiled in London, man.
Gig guide,
gig guide.
Yeah, we are very spoiled. I was talking about that to some people. I was saying, man, London is like it's the melting pot beyond melting pots now.
It is.
You know, like,
but it always has been as well.
Yeah, but now I think it's getting a bit ridiculous to the point we don't even know what the fuck we like.
Oh, you a bit Brexit? That sounded a bit Brexit.
I voted in. I stayed in. Look, I'm in Europe every fucking weekend. How dare I talk about anything to do
how
with
dare
exiting?
I?
Yeah. See, I got
the
all
audacity.
Political there.
Yeah, yeah. You got fired up in your political mode there. How dare I? That's outrage.
Yeah, man. But I just feel like, man, people don't even know what the fuck they like anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And regardless, it's still a good thing that we get so many bits of music in.
Boy Racers.
Boy Racer out there, yeah.
Loving it.
So many different pieces of music coming in and being created here as well. But as always, we want to make sure that all you hip-hop mother lovers, all you soul mother loving lovers, all you jazz-loving mother lovers
are getting down with the good stuff.
Yeah.
And this week, there are so many dope shows happening in London, but this Saturday, the 17th of September, 4 Owls versus Virus Syndicate. And that's going to be happening at our old stomping ground, Mice, the Underworld in Camden.
Wow, at the Underworld. Nah, I got something in my eye. There's something in my eye just then. I don't know what.
I got something in my eye right now.
It's just a, like a fly or something.
It's like, yeah. Hit me in the eye.
Yeah, I said, shout out to my Kung Fu crew, though, still, though. Yeah.
He used to come through to the party we used to do at the Underworld. But yeah, this, it's not about us. That's about four hours and Virus Syndicate.
Versus Virus Syndicate. So who's Virus Syndicate? Is that another rap crew or?
Yeah.
Because I'm ignorant as fuck.
I'm totally.
I was pretty sure it was, but I wasn't sure. That's going to be pretty cool then.
That will be cool.
Yeah.
And so Underworld, I hope it's still nice and grimy like we left it.
Yeah, smelling of piss.
Yeah, smelling the beer and piss. That's when you know you're in an authentic venue.
Beer piss.
Yeah, beer piss. Smells that should just be turned into a cologne.
Yeah, it's a straight up beer piss. Man smell.
Man smell in a can. That's,
yeah, so 4 hours versus Virus Syndicate at the Underworld.
Saturday the 17th. 18th is at the garage. Like, well, actually, he's doing the 18th and the 19th at the garage. Loki's back.
Wow.
And he had a new video that he put out a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Ahmed.
Yeah. And so I saw that got a crazy amount of hits in a well short space of time. So, you know, dude's doing his thing. So, yeah, doing two nights in a row at the garage. Guan son.
Massive.
Yes. And definitely 23rd of September at Jazz Cafe, people. You need to make sure you come through for our friends, Ed OG, The Artifacts, and Rex.
That's crazy.
Are
going to
be performing. Yes.
That's Ed OG, The Artifacts. And Rex all together on one night. Jazz Caf, 23rd of September. Remember where you heard it first if you haven't heard it already.
Yes, so make sure you go and check that out. Coming up next, we are getting into our open mic. This week, featuring our special guest, Tej.
Man like Tej, you get
man
me?
Like Tej in
Came
the place.
All the way from Wales, man.
Wales.
This is what we do, we keep it international. That's not international.
It is. Wales is its own country.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, you totally knew that.
See, I'm trying my best to be ignorant on a Monday.
But so keep it locked for the open mic coming up very soon. But before that, let's play you something brand new from this Rex album featuring Ed OG on this track, Terminology and Acrobatic. Remember, they're performing at the Jazz Cafe on the 23rd. Open mic is coming up soon. Aw, yeah. Sending that one out to Cy Philly, who was like virtually threatening me to rewind that track. It's Playing Gang. That's by Rex featuring Acrobatic, Ed OG, Terminology, cuts by DJ Deadeye. That's from his new album, The Greatest X. Definitely check it out because it's just kind of crazy. Yeah, the producers he's got on there. Knots, Alchemist, Large Professor, Buckwild, Black Milk, like enough other MCs as well. So, you know, we'll bring you all that good stuff right here first on FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy, you mother lovers.
Every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. And right now, we're joined by our second guest. And this is our very special guest on the show. He's going to be featuring on the open mic. Tej, how you doing?
Not too bad. A bit nervous.
You're a bit nervous. Yeah, this is Tej's first time on, doing an open mic? Or?
Well, I've done open mics at, like, different events. Like, I did one at SMB event up in Cambridge I travelled up to once and a few other smaller events, but like never done anything like this with the radio or anything.
Oh,
like
nice, man.
I've been on the radio, but like one of my tracks got played on BBC Introducing to Wales like a month and a half ago. So
wicked.
I think my friend first track off the EP. So.
Make sure you stay close to the microphone. Right, that is perfect because I want to make sure everyone can hear your lovely Welsh accent. Whereabouts are you from?
Pembrokeshire. Which is like literally we're closer to Ireland than England.
That's amazing.
Wow.
It's where you get the ferry and it's literally the end of the line on the train.
I love it.
Serious.
I love the Welsh accent as well. See, I don't get a chance to hear it enough. Just keep talking.
I don't hear it myself, like in my own voice, obviously.
So do I have an accent to you?
I don't know.
My accent's neutral, and everyone else has an accent.
Yeah, I feel like mine's neutral sometimes, but like some people, I speak to some people from like Swansea and stuff like that, further up the line in Wales, and like they're proper Welsh.
MC Bolesworthy, he's out there. He's ready to test you. He's got some mean lyrics that MC Bolesworthy, he's ready to step up to the mic. No, but let's keep it, Tej. So tell us, Tej, how long have you been rapping for?
About 2 years I've been rapping, but like I've been structurally writing only for about like 8 or 9 months.
What was your like initiation into hip hop? How did you discover? Because you look quite young, I have to say.
Yeah, I'm only called 20.
Oh,
you're 20?
Yeah.
Ross.
but I did like I did have a big beard and it looked, made me look a bit older, but like I shaved it all off like last week and I looked like 12.
Yeah, I'm about to go on radio. I need to look younger than this.
Yeah.
Man.
So. But what? How did you get like introduced to hip hop then in Pembrokeshire?
I never really used to listen to music that much, and then
you didn't used to listen to music.
Like,
full stop.
I did, but like I didn't like listen to it.
Well, you weren't.
It was,
like,
it was just sort of a background thing for me. It wasn't really like I didn't like listen to the lyrics and like hear stories in it. Like until somebody showed me hip hop, and then like. That's when I started actually listening to music.
So when they showed you hip-hop, what did they show you?
Well, obviously, Tupac, Biggie, The Game. I can't really remember now because I don't really listen to that much anymore, like that stuff. And I listen to more like the UK stuff now.
Yeah, so what's popping in Wales then? Like, what's the hip-hop scene like there?
It's not too bad, but there's not really much going on. I think, well, in Cardiff, there's like a few... Cardiff and Swansea, there's a few events going on. Prime Cut, run by this dude called Ryan Daly, Sacred. Hmm. And then the Hold Up Boys. Have you heard of them? The Hold
yeah,
Up
I've
in Cardiff.
Because
they do their own radio show as well. And they got that stuff popping. We do our events down in Pembrokeshire. And like there's a few people down in like Pembrokeshire and Carmarthenshire, which is a neighbouring county. And like, yeah, there's a group called the Culture Vultures, which are doing pretty good. And
they've I've heard of Culture Vultures.
Yeah, and they've got a collective sort of called Spitting Feathers. And that's like mid Wales to like. Or Midwest Wales to like Southwest Wales, sort of, and it's just like a load of different people like Zubat, Billy Fono, the Culture Vultures. I can't really remember the rest of them.
I love how this is what I love about hip hop, how it spreads out to all the corners of every continent. It connects with the people. Something exactly. From the Bronx is connecting with the man in Pembrokeshire.
Yeah, somehow.
I'm loving it. Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing how Wales is going to represent on the open mic today.
Thank you.
There's no need to be nervous.
I wanted to ask you, so what made you like hip hop? What was it that, because you were saying you were hearing other music, but
it wasn't really, you were
just hearing it, you weren't really listening. But what made you start listening to hip hop?
That was kind of deep line.
I don't really know. I just don't know. It caught me. And like ever since then, I don't listen to any other music at home. It's always just like, it's always constant hip hop.
Oh, I love it. Teenage's so. Wicked story.
Was it stuff you were just relating to? You were just like, man, okay, I get this.
Yeah, pretty
as
much.
As opposed to, you, I love you. I want to hug you.
But like a lot of my friends listen to like
that's the radio, isn't it?
More electronic music, like more techno and drum and bass and stuff like that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, exactly. It all has its place, doesn't it? Well, let's play some bills, and then we're gonna get into some open mic action with this week's guest MC Tiege.
And he's gonna be rocking on some. Whose production is it today?
Keith Price.
Oh, let's go.
Yes. But first, let's get into some of this.
FUBAR Radio presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Back Row and Chill.
It's exclusively on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. We're going to be on Fridays, 4 to 6 p.m., starting on the 26th of August. We're going to talk about films and theatre and tell you what it is you should be watching and what you should be sitting down and looking at, and we're going to review all of this shit. For example, right now I'm going to do a film review. I'm going to do a film review. And this is how we're rolling on the show. Suicide Squad. Seen it?
Yes.
Terrible. Shit. Save your money. No stars. That's how I'm reviewing this thing. No stars. People can even come on the thing on our show and talk about my films.
Yeah.
They can even do that.
It's the honest film review.
They might get a punch in the fucking mouth, but they can do it.
And we can swear.
Yeah.
So tune in. It's going down Fridays. Be there or be square.
Or get fucked.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
And another thing,
and it really pissed me off when. No, and that was Tenchu sending that one out to Chris P. Locked into the show. That Tenchu was on the show. Was that last week? 2 weeks ago?
45 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. What was it? Tiege in the studio. He's going to be on the open mic. He just enlightened us to some Welsh slang. What was it?
Now in a minute.
Now in a minute.
He's going to go on now in a minute.
Yeah,
pretty much. It's just an excuse.
Let's do this, man.
Yes.
So you got Tiege in the building, all the way live from Pembrokeshire.
Yes, yes.
What crew are you representing? Or are you Dolo?
Well, we got a collective and we do events and like sort of me and my friend release music through that, and his name's Ketchum. And well, we got an EP coming out, Busting Out Part 1, and then we're going to have a Part 2 as well. So, but that's what it's called, Critical Condition.
critical condition.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear some bars from Tiege, man. Let's get into this because I want to hear the Welsh accent that flows. Oh,
me too. So ham up the Welshness as much as you can.
This
like,
is what we like to do right here on Fubar Radio.
It excites me.
We're going to get into the open mic. We've got a beat courtesy of Keith Price.
Woo!
Let's go.
It should be playing. There you go.
My man Tiege on the mic. It might be a bit loud. Is it loud enough in your headphones?
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, Fubar Radio, the hip hop show. This is the open mic, mother lovers. Tiege, let's go.
Can't waste the cam, it's my time in the limelight. Time to spit my flow on Fubar. Yes, the time's right. Leaving you afloat. When I shine, I leave you sky high. Perfecting verbal wizardry. My wand is my mic. I don't play my flowing pads. I'm just righteous when I type. Because I'm setting fire to the paper. Bossing shots at all the hater types. Killing it nice. There'd be no way that you're not digging my rhymes. I'm not in it for the piece of the pie. Middle finger up to everybody that's killing my vibes. Sorry, I'm not gonna be another pee from the pod where my dreams are a loss. I'm a rapper and designer. Time to be my own boss. Not working 9 to 5 to line their pockets. They can fuck off. It's time for me to call the shots. And no, I won't flop. Cause when I grab the mic, I'm iller than syphilis. Kicking it sicker. Spitting similes differently. Swigging pitches of liquor. Equilibrium's thinning, but I'm still winning. When I spit to these rhythms, the killing shit, you know I'm destined to win. So consistent, you're not missing the message. Yes, I hit like the best. Shows I'm festivals to tick off the checklist. Yes, I wreck this. My inspiration comes from living in my town. Fuck yes, a cesspit. Full of drama, drugs and violence. I think it's time for me to break the silence. People living in denial, flying high without no guidance. Like an arrow on the wrong path. I've been there once, whoever will just end up with the same scars. You gotta get back on the right path. Just think, what does it really take to go far? All it is time and effort. Find your niche, don't worry, you'll get better. Don't be fretting, you ain't getting cheddar. As long as you're eating and sleeping, all it can do is get better. Don't get fed up, raise your head. Trust me, you ain't any lesser.
Straight out of Wales. 2 years, you serious?
Yeah,
alright. This guy's alright, man. All the way live from Pembrokeshire, man, Wales. This is how we do it on Fubar Radio. Tiege, I know you got some more, man.
Huh? Yeah, thank you for having me, dude.
Alright, keep going, man. Keep going, bro. Yeah. Keep going, Tiege.
My mind's clear like the view from a telescope. It's no joke, don't smoke anymore. Now I found a new hope, my show's on point. And I rhyme with precision. Now everyone knows that my flow's lit like your joint. Not to be missed, hot like a brand. I strike down on this shit, I rock the fucking town. I think it's time to take the crown. Just ask the crowd, though shit, wait. You can't because they're locking the dance down. Control the vibe like I'm Hendrix. Flip tricks like a skate kid. Land like a cat, but instead of my fresh kicks. Let's make a bet and test this. But I know I'm gonna wreck it. I may be reckless, but I stay true like Ombu. Follow the game plan, ticking boxes on my checklist. Plan in my hand now, you know how it's going down. Yeah. I stab you with my dagger tongue. I stagger cunts when I rhyme, but as I do, I'm just having fun. Walking round with my backpack full of rum. I'm flowing day and night, set fire to this mic. Flames as hot as the sun. Piper up this rap shit. Michael Jackson on the white tip, flying high like Mike did. Space jamming on this Looney Tune. I'm the scrappy to your Scooby-Doo. Not as big, but I've got more fight than you. I use my pen as my sight, slicing and dicing fools. This ain't just a game, it's a way of life. It's time to show and prove what you can conjure up from inside. Not to mention how you use it for the love or for a piece of the pie. I've had enough already, just take a look at my belly. It will forever rumble with pride and vibes. It's not just my heart that keeps me alive.
Hey, all you MCs, man, you see that? Guy's been doing it for a little while. He decided to come up here and show his skills. How did that feel, man? That felt good?
Yeah.
Yeah, man,
so
keep
good.
Doing what you're doing,
yes.
Man. This is what it's all about. We're trying to give you guys an opportunity. MCs, if you want to get on the open mic, hit up hiphop@fubarradio.com. Send us a video or some music so we can hear what, you know, we'll get you through the human sieves in the other office. That can let us know whether you really should be up here or not. He wouldn't have been up here if he weren't supposed to be up here.
Yeah.
Hit us up in the subject. Make sure it says open mic and we'll get back to you. All you producers out there, if you want to get a beat on just like my boy Keith Price, hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com. Just attach some 1-minute snippets of your beats with open mic beat in the subject, and we'll get back to you bitches and bitchettes.
And we
thank
love
you very
that
much,
we're representing
team.
Across the whole of the UK, because you travelled all the way from Wales to be here today.
Yeah, we left at 2:30 this morning on the Megabus, and we got to London at
I love you. That's so sweet.
We got to London at 10:30 because the bus was late.
That is wicked. So share the links with people. Where can they track you down and keep in touch?
Facebook, just Teej, T-E-E-J, and Critical Condition on Facebook and on YouTube. And then Teej on SoundCloud as well.
Teej.
And the producer that I work with as well, Ketchum. He's on basically his name on Facebook. And if you find my stuff, his stuff will be with it.
Ketchum needs to send some beats through for the open mic.
Yeah, okay, man, definitely.
We want to represent. So keep in touch with us. Keep sending us music too. Thank you so much to everyone tuned into the show today. Thank you, Teej, for coming through all the way from Wales. It's lovely. Thank you to Torre talking to us all the way from New York. Next week, we've got another massive open mic for you featuring Plain and Simple. Remember, you can download all of the shows foobarradio.com/hiphop. And up next we have
a badge of friendship, you mother lover.
And so until next Monday at 4, was leaving you with this message. Thank you, Teej. Thank you for being here with us. You got to keep giggling for a bit while
longer. My welcome 6 million feet beneath the earth's core, where your thoughts are nothing but lint in the devil's pockets and dandruff on the devil's shoulders.
Dandruff,
mother love,
on the devil's shoulders. Where is our plunger?
Unity.
He's there. He's there. With 3 seconds to go.
Freestyle elements there. Back now.